Commander Barnett, hello.
Hello, Ken. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine. And where are you today, sir?
Well, I'm actually in Atlanta, Georgia today. I'll be in Washington, D.C. meeting with the VA secretary tomorrow, and then I'll be going down to my homecoming here in my home state of Georgia at Callaway Gardens in the Fort Benning, Columbus, Georgia area.
Okay. I know as commander, national commander, you do get around a lot. Have you made it to Washington State yet?
I have. In fact, one of the most memorable experiences of my time, I was over at DuPont, Washington, and I visited probably about a dozen posts in there, but had a very interesting thing. We've got a post over there and a post commander that does runs on Saturday to raise funds to help those family members that have lost someone in the global war on terrorism. And I got to meet a little boy named Blake, and Blake's in his Cub Scout troop. And I know that it was such a heart-wrenching thing as we went, and Blake walked with us on the awareness walk. And it's amazing what our folks do, but what a memorable experience of meeting one of those folks that are taking care of those who maybe have lost a parent in the global war on terrorism.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. Hey, let's get into it, talking about the VA here. The VA has been getting more than its share of bad press and bad publicity lately because of all the scandals that have happened with veterans' health care. In the last couple of years, have things improved any, Commander Barnett, or are things starting to get better?
They are starting to get better, and I will tell you that it's such a complex organization, the VA, and there's so many veterans that are serviced, and you could always find those stories that there's a failing in the system. But I will tell you that in the private sector, we can hear horror stories with your listeners each and every day of maybe where their health care system didn't meet their expectation. But I've got to applaud the secretary. He's got a new analytical system. It's called the sales program. And he is really tracking key indicators. And it's our job in the American Legion to ensure that that we keep the honesty in the system. And the word accountability is a word that I've used quite often this year as I've gone and worked with the VA healthcare system and congressional members as we talk about the VA.
Mm-hmm. Where are there still problems? What still needs to be done, though?
Okay. One is the choice program. The choice program is not working the way that we wanted it to work. Now, the choice program is a program that if you can't get a timely appointment at your VA facility, then you can go to outsource to a local provider. And one of the biggest issues with this is that the VA is not paying those providers in a timely manner. And the standard's 80%, and they're bumping along about 25% of the payments within 30 days. And we're losing some good providers who don't want to do business with the VA if they don't get paid in a timely way. And I think that's a reasonable expectation. I think once we get that fixed, the choice program with the fee payments, I think it's going to improve. Certainly the telephone systems, they're trying to modernize those. We need to continue to work on that. We've got a lot of issues with parking across some of our VA healthcare providers, and that's another problem because there's so many people that use the VA healthcare. But those are some of the ones, and certainly we could get into specific problems with individual veterans. But overall, I think we're looking in a forward strategic manner. That's the reason I'm going tomorrow to Washington, D.C. to meet with our VA secretary.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask, what role is the American Legion playing in helping the VA improve?
Well, first of all, we have service officers. We have service officers at the local level that help veterans get into the system and help them navigate the system. We also are a watchdog. We have a team that goes out and analyzes the healthcare delivery of those individual VA healthcare system. And I will tell you that Congress very much listens to the American Legion when we make a comment because we're brutally honest. You know, we tell it like it is. If it's good, we say it's good. If it's not, we say it's not. And we do that because we care so deeply about providing the best health care we can to our veterans. So we try to be the honest broker. And the Veterans Affairs Committee in both the House and the Senate very much looks to our testimony and knows that what we tell them hopefully is as honest of appraisal they'll get anywhere.
Commander Barnett, you say Congress listens to the American Legion. Does the VA listen to the American Legion, too?
I think so, because I certainly wouldn't have a meeting tomorrow with the secretary if they weren't listening to us. Do they always agree with what we say? No, they don't. But we try to provide positive input to the system, and we are always looking from a veteran-centered perspective about the VA. So we're not out to protect our job or our good name. If there's criticism that needs to be made, we'll make it. But if it's if there's something that we need to talk about, such as any attempt to privatize the VA healthcare system, we're totally against that. Because we, the American Legion, was the ones that put forth the foundational basis of the GI Bill of Rights, and we kind of started the process of the Veterans Administration.
Mm-hmm. Right. Commander Barnett, let's talk about let's kind of bring this down to a veterans level here. What can be done to help the veterans get assistance when they're in the VA system and kind of going through this? What, how can they get more, you know, better help?
Well, certainly these service officers that are available at the local level. And I know sometimes that some of our veterans have been in high profile and very difficult missions, and they get frustrated pretty easy. But we need to help them overcome those frustrations to provide them the best health care we can.
Right, Commander Barnett. I know I've got to let you go here in a couple minutes here, but anything you want to get out that we need to talk about that we haven't talked about so far?
Well, I would tell you that each and every day the American Legion tries to make our communities better by working together. And I think our country right now is deeply divided over issues, but there's one issue we never should ever be divided over, and that's providing what's needed to help our veterans continue to have the best quality of life that they can. And I'm passionate about that. I know that you are too, Ken. And we just need to do whatever we can to help those in need. And certainly some of our veterans are suffering the wounds of war, and we need to help them as much as we can. And that's something I think that everybody should be united on. There should be no question about that in our great country.
Okay. Commander Barnett, where should people go to find out more?
All right. We've got a public website, legion.org. There's all sorts of information of how to contribute to our various charities. By the way, our charities, 100% goes to the cause because our members pay the overhead. It has also information about how to join or how to partner with the American Legion if you believe in helping veterans. It also provides informational videos and other information concerning veteran-related issues across our nation. So it's a great website, and I hope that some of your listeners will take advantage of it.
Okay. Commander Dale Barnett, I know I got to let you go, but I thank you, sir, and best to you, and good luck meeting with the head of the VA tomorrow, huh?
All right. Well, looking forward to it. Thank you so much.
Take care, sir. Bye now.
Thank you, sir.